Good morning. Please have a seat. Zubina, did you ask questions?
Not today, Geshe Gyali, but I do have questions for Wendy.
You have questions for Wednesday?
Unless I can ask them today. Can I?
Okay. Wednesday is all the past. Good morning, Tomasi.
Good morning, Geshe.
Good morning, Tom. So sorry to hear the loss two people that close to you. I've been saying prayer. Good morning, Dr. Watkin. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Metra from Mexico. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Covina. Tashi Delek. Gabi, good morning. Maybe good evening, Papa Kumia. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Patricia from Patagonia. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Mariana, Patagonia. Good morning, Josefina. Good morning, Panditji, Pati. Namaste. Good morning, Rajesh. Good morning, Alejandra, for children. Good morning, Elizabeth. Good morning, Venerable Hamula. Good morning, Venerable Kasang. Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Sheila. Good morning, Joy. Thank you for your card. Thank you. Good morning, Helen. Alhamdulillah, we'll say some prayer, okay? And good morning, anybody watching on YouTube.
I will start with checking our mantra three times. He ata mune mune maha munati soha. He ata mune mune maha munaye soha. Te ata mune mune maha munaye soha. And now the verse of praise and mantra for Medicine Buddha. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. So I'll say this seven times.
So here, maybe... please visualize on your crown. Medicine Buddha, color in dark bright blue, form of light. Also, you can visualize that, you know, form of just put a dark bright blue color, dark blue, bright. The image should be not something solid, it should be like form of light. On your crown, you can visualize that. So, you know, also visualize that, you know, like Tom's two friends, man and woman, and also like one of our members, Mr. Berry's dog, Nala. So then you can visualize that anybody you know who are going through physical difficulty, mental difficulty, you can visualize on their crown or keep on the light. So basically you're trying to visualize the medicine Buddha. So even though there's no instructions how to do that, you know, Rangichi was Sanji Major, Kundong Wombo, Chaye, Chou Jin, right hand, supreme giving hand gesture is like this. You know, so like they're giving something. So then holding a medicinal plant, even though it has particular name called Arura, but doesn't matter, you know, you can just visualize some kind of medicinal plant holding between, what do you call this, thumb? What is this?
That's called a forefinger.
Forefinger and thumb, really like this, you know, they're holding like this. For the sake of knowledge, you're just holding medicinal plant here. Left hand is meditative hand position, is like this on the lap, holding a bowl filled with medicinal nectar. Just visualize. Then why we recite the mantra, so that, you know, the nectar flows from the bowls, so then through your, of course there are, you know, five chakras, it's kind of lined up through our center of our body, all the way to tip of organs. Anyway, visualize the nectar flows, so then completely purify all the physical sicknesses and mental difficulties, such as like, you know, like anger, attachment, ignorance, which is called tree poison and also considered as a disease, that, you know, like have so much negative impact on our life. So that's why life becomes very, very complicated, because of the disturbing thoughts. That's how the life gets complicated, because of the disturbing thought, not because of loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, respect, not because life gets complicated, not because of the positive thought, because of the disturbing thought. Disturbing thought, based on causes and conditions. So then life becomes complicated and miserable. So visualize that while we recite the medicine Buddha mantra, so the nectar flows, medicine and nectar flows from the medicine Buddhas. Then completely purified by all the physical sicknesses and mental difficulties, then you are alive or your body become crystal clear. Or maybe become like a form of light or something like that. Okay? So with that visualization, so then we decide the mantra.
If it's all right, I'd like to also add to dedicate the mantras for David Applegate, who died 49 days ago, and also for Valerie Jones' father, who passed away just a few days ago. Heyata, Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Raja Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Tada samugate suha Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha.
So then, you know, if you are interested about, you know, this healing practice or medicine Buddha practice, so there is like many different kinds of sadhana that you can learn. Then actually, there are like, generally speaking, there are like seven different types of medicine Buddha you can visualize. So, form of light, top of each other. You know? So you begin with the first three medicine Buddha, the yellow color, so you can begin, from there, not from the bottom, you visualize there, so then down. So then after finishing visualizing seven sets of medicine Buddha, then you recite the first one, name seven times or three times, seven times, and then medicine Buddha dissolve into the next one. So the next one you recite the name seven times, dissolve the next one. So then eventually each one dissolve, then all dissolve into the main medicine Buddha, then they kind of dissolve into your body. So if you are interested about doing the healing practice, so then you can, you know, find the sadhana. There are many, many different types of sadhana. Mainly, all the sadhana focus on the seven types of medicine Buddha. So then reciting names. So then try to dissolve each of the first one, the second two, and the second one. First three, the yellow color. The second one, Marja, so the orange. Then there's something like that. So I don't remember exactly all of them. Don't know how to say in English. Sometimes the color mix up. Because Tibetan, we are not the best people to understand the color. So we call blue grass. Very usually we call blue grass. It doesn't, I think, does that exist or not? I'm not sure. Blue grass. Samumbu. So jungle. Samumbu, yes, samumbu. So blue grass, maybe. Grass used to be blue, so now over time it changed the color. I heard like somewhere in Kentucky, just think of bluegrass. So that's why, that's like in my mind, that's how color gets mixed with bluegrass. Nizam told me just, according to Vinayaka Sutras, that you are not supposed to throw garbage on bluegrass. That's what he said. Nizam told me just, means, you are not allowed to throw garbage or like on the blue grass. That's why Sangha Misatra. In the Vinayaka Sutra, it's been mentioned in the Vinayaka Sutra, which is taught by Shakyamuni Buddha himself. That's like talking about 2,500 years ago. Actually, nothing to do with the Tibetan, but the Sangha Misatra Misatra. So that's about like how to take care of environment. So it did not mention environment protections, but actually it is about protecting environment. That's why you are not allowed to, if you become ordained, you are not allowed to throw garbage on blue grass. So you are not allowed to dig the ground for no particular reason. You know? Anyway, so if you are interested in the medicine Buddha practice, you can learn. Okay, it's easy to learn. It's not that difficult, easy to learn. So then you do that. So then, you know, first you do first you study, so then you do the practice, then you become good at good, and then eventually you don't need a book, so you can just remember by heart, so you can do anywhere. You don't need a book, so you can just sit down, visualize, because you remember each color, then how to dissolve, then you remember each name, then you recite, you know, so that to live healthy life, you know, to have healthy body, healthy mind, for benefit, that's all, for benefit of the sentiment, that's all, nothing more, nothing less, just the benefit, that's all. So there, that is the goal, so then it's good to live long life, because you are benefiting somebody, okay? Mm. So then the mantra now, mantra, which mantra, Alhamdulillah, Mani mantra?
Well, we have the four measurables.
Oh yeah, four measurables.
May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies.
So this is, you know, very, very important. So for all of us, this piece of this is the emphasizing this, what we call four immeasurable practice. It's like I say, emphasizing. Why? How you say emphasizing? But that's not what I should say.
Emphasizing.
Emphasizing. Okay. Mm-hmm. These four immeasurable practices emphasizing all importance of altruistic attitude, bodhicitta. Because our mind is not well trained or tame. It's very sensitive. Our mind is very sensitive. Very sensitive. Because of that, it makes our mind very vulnerable. Very vulnerable. Every day, you know, every day. The mind can be easily disturbed by some form of news that you read, you hear. Every day, risks. Every day there are a lot of risks. Oh, that your mind can be disturbed. Mainly from now, from the news, you know, news. And we are not taught that practicing loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, altruistic attitude is the best way to achieve your own happiness. We are not taught at school, actually we are not taught by anybody else. So generally speaking. Yeah, then we are taught many other things, to hate this group, that group, you know, to fight with this belief, that belief, you know, so my belief, your belief, my culture, your culture, my tradition, your tradition, my idea. We are taught how to get, not taught how to give and how to share. We are taught how to get things. Oh, whatever way it takes, just get. Oh, don't worry about giving. Don't worry about giving things. Even don't worry about sharing things. But maybe sharing is not the smartest thing to do. No, maybe giving is that kind of stupid thing to do. Taking, oh, that's the smart thing to take. Even some other business go bankrupt, that's okay. There's nothing to worry about. That's their business. It's not your business. We are taught, you know, like society, culture, everything. So how to become greedy. Take much as possible. Don't bother to give, don't bother to share. That's not because that's a smart thing to do. So therefore, you know, there's so much problems, so much problem. Every single world, every single country, not that no country is perfect, every single country is problems. So then on top of that, we make so much, you know, we make things much more complicated, teaming up with this group, that group, and also then fighting all the time. Meanwhile, didn't realize that how much you're losing. Meanwhile, didn't realize how much peace of mind and happiness they used to have. No happiness. How you can have happiness if you just take? You can be happy. Eventually, you will realize that's not really the best thing. Because why? Everybody, as I said, no, this is very important. As I said, everybody likes to receive something. You are not giving anything. In reality, everybody likes to receive something. You are not giving them anything. You are not showing them respect. You are not giving them, you are not showing them loving kindness, compassion. So this is very important, this four immeasurable practice, which emphasizes on importance of altruistic attitude, bodhicitta. Maybe that's the way to go to achieve your own happiness. And we are not taught. So we are just learning, we are not taught like that. You know, so it's important. It's important so that we need to understand the power of love and power of compassion and power of kindness. Maybe that's the best way to heal your wound and heal the wound in other people's mind. Maybe that's the best way to do it. Being aggressive down the road, nobody gets benefit, and so many like unfortunate things happen everywhere in the world. It's very, very unfortunate. Nobody is surprised the animal fighting each other because they are not school, they are not educated. So we human, we are taught, we learn, we have this marvelous brain, we can learn, but still hurting another human being is like kind of like hard to imagine, like why? If you true to yourself, hurting another human being, does that bring you happiness? I don't think so. You may say it brings you happiness, but it's ignorance. It's complete ignorance. It's hard to believe that you become happier hurting someone. That's like unthinkable. Anyway, so the four immeasurable practices, you know, become critical, you know, these 21st centuries. So, to make everybody feel safe. Only way to you can make everybody feel safe is to practice loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. That's the best way to, you know, make everybody around you feel safe. And everybody around you, when they practice loving kindness, compassion, you feel safe. If everybody around you are very angry, how you can become? Hard. It's very hard. Practice is very hard. So here, all my friends, so please, much as possible, you know, think about loving kindness, compassion, giving. Giving, showing respect, giving love, you know, showing compassion, respect, all the positive mental qualities brings happiness. All the disturbing thoughts has destroyed your peace of happiness, your peace of mind. So we are not taught, but actually that's what's happening. That's why if you ever wonder why your life gets so complicated, so unhappy, yeah, because maybe there's amount of disturbing thought that arise in our life needs to be subdued or minimized. Otherwise, the life is not going to be happy, happy one. So, and each and every one of us has moral responsibility. You know, so otherwise, so much emphasis on what religion you believe. You know what? This is, it's not important. It's not that important. Why you care what religion you believe? Why you care? People should not care. Why you care? People should care more about, are you happy? Are you feel safe? That's the most important thing. Are you happy? Are you treated equally? These are the most important things. That brings hope. Peace in the world, that bring peace in the community, that bring the peace in the happy in the family. You know, so these are the most important things. But other things, His Holiness often says, these are the so much emphasis on secondary level differences. You know, as I say all the time, you know, every single person on this planet, you think about. Every single person on this planet, including all the animals, if animal can speak, you ask them, you want to be suffer? You want to be suffer or happy? They will say, I want to be happy. Every human, that's the fact. That is the fact. American, Tibetan, Asian, black, white, it doesn't matter. Everyone wants to be happy. That's the fact. It's nothing to do with religion. Based on that fact, so now you do. Based on that fact, now giving is not good things to do. That's ignorance. Giving is, that's good things to do. So, you know, so this four immeasurable teachings is emphasize on the importance of altruistic attitude, bodhicitta. Not just, oh, I understand, I know for even practice. No, no. The question is, are you getting it? Are you getting it? The question is not like, oh, I know this practice like this 7 years ago. No, that's not the question. The question is, are you getting it? Are you getting it? No, just want to share this with you, okay? Important, no? So not just say that hoping that someday, you know, so your heart filled with love and compassion. So then that's good things. That's good things. Then you enjoy, you know, your mind. Most of the time your mind's calm. So we promote, as a human being, we promote human value. not necessarily religions, believe. We promote human value, practicing love, kindness, compassion, that we all get benefit. We all get benefit regardless what you believe, where you come from. Everybody likes to be treated that you are the one. Everybody likes to be respected, their dignities, you know. Just being human, that needs to be respect. It's not based on how much money you have. It's not based on how you look, what you practice, what you believe. Should not be based on that. Should be based solely on what you're seeking every single second, happiness, based on that. You do the same thing. You are seeking happiness every single second. Other person doing the same thing, no matter how they look, what they believe, they are also seeking every single second happiness. That needs to be understood very clearly. So based on that, then you practice to be mean, and hoping that person is going to like you. That's ignorance. Ignorance. Nobody going to like. You're trying to be mean to somebody else. How that person is going to like you? That's ignorance. If you dictate them, how they are going to like you? No. So this is very important. This is very important. Then that message you could get from your own religions, that your religion teach that, and you put that into practice. Make sure that you get it, not just understood intellectually. Make sure that you get it. So then I'm very much hoping from my heart that we, human, when we see each other, when we approach each other, I'm very much hoping that we all have this realization that very person that you are seeing is seeking happiness every single second. That needs to be understood very clearly. Therefore, don't destroy that. Help. You will get benefit. If you destroy that, you are not going to get benefit from that person. That person is not going to become your friend because the way you approach that person, that you disrespect that person, disrespecting their culture, their belief, their traditions, that person is not going to be happy. So you have one enemy. You just created one person that doesn't like you. So that is not good for the world peace. That's not good for the peace in the communities. Now there are two persons, they are problem now. So that's very unfortunate. I'm very much hoping that sooner or later people learn. Treating each other with the dignities, respect, kindness is the best way to heal the world. That's what it is. Not promoting your religion, that's not the best way to heal the world, no? Some people will remain as atheists. That's okay. No, that's their choice. Some people don't want to believe anything, that's their choice. Who are you to judge them? You have nothing to judge them. Why you judge them? So loving kindness, compassion is not just something we say from mouth. And it just becomes some sort of recitations. That's unfortunate, you know. It's meant to put into your heart, day to day life. Okay. So So just want to share that with you. So it's important, it's a for imagery, important practice. We all get benefit. Every single person on this planet, if they practice loving kindness, compassion, you get benefit. Okay, so that's why I said it's important piece of practice. And the one thing that I want to emphasize, this is the four immeasurable practices emphasizing on importance of altruistic attitude, what we call in Buddhism bodhicitta. Bodhicitta. What in Pendulum Sutra just said in like Lama Chöpa, not just say the word and need also need to think. No. Dunga Thamusana Midyuchi. Nobody. With that kind of mindset, if you walk outside, if you walk in the park, with that kind of mind, nobody. Means nobody. It's not like, these people are dead. No. Nobody means nobody. Nobody. On this planet, nobody wants even the slightest problem. Nobody. Am I included? Yes, you are included. And not just you, everybody else included that. Nobody. When it comes down to happiness, nobody satisfied. Nobody. That include you? Yes. Nobody satisfied. What is that? That is the fact. It's nothing to do with religion. That's the fact. With that kind of mindset, if you go out, when you see someone, that person does not want any problems. Don't cause any problem, because that person does not want even the slightest problems. Don't cause that. It's not good for your peace of mind. Not good for your peace of mind. Best if you can contribute, show respect, make feel that person is important, or you get benefit. If somebody treats you or that you are the one, how you feel? Do you feel good? Or you do the same thing to other person, they will feel good. When they feel good, they are not going to hurt anybody else because they are feeling good. People only hurt other people when they feel not good. So that's fact. Okay. Dunga thamutsana mediating, dela nana choshin happiness. When it comes down to happiness, nobody satisfied. Does that include yourself? Yes. Nobody means nobody. On that basis, there's no difference between you and me. Not you are better than other person. No. In that base, same, equal, same. There's no inferior or superior, everything, everybody's equal. That means everybody in the same boat. Then what I should do? Oh, just wish something good for others. Just wish something good for others. Why? You get benefit. Why the getting benefits? Why important? Because you are seeking benefit every single second. That's why it's important. Shende gawacha vachinjas. Just wish them to be happy. So that creates energies around you, people can feel. Without that realization, or deeper understanding of that, the world is not going to be peace, no? It's not going to be peace. Because you don't understand. You don't understand the need of other person. You don't understand the need of other person. That's why you treat them badly. That's why you look down on them. Because you think your need is more important than other people's need. Ignorance. That's ignorance. Who said that your need is more important than anybody else's need? Who said that? That's ignorance. Or everybody else's need is more important than my need. Is that ignorance? That's not ignorance. That's called wisdom. Then you get immense benefit. So this is very, very important, this realization, being aware, not just being aware of your awareness, being aware of your awareness of others' needs. Because of that other needs is so like I say, obvious. So then if you practice loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, you get immense benefit. No questions. There's no ignorance. There's no question. There's no ignorance. Okay? Well, yeah. Otherwise, we just talk like that. Been talking here like 20 plus years. Just been always talking. What is the point? What's the point? We are not only one talking, there are other groups talking. There are like other countries talking all the time, talking about this issue, that issue, talking. Meanwhile, nothing been solved. It seems like probably getting worse and worse. Nothing been solved. Same thing, talking about how to muscle around. Not making much progress. So just want to share this with you. So then there's the importance for immeasurable is emphasizing on importance of altruistic attitude. Okay, so then rest, please, sir. I'm gonna rest.
Now we'll do the first of praise and mantra for Chen Raisik, the Buddha of great compassion, bodhicitta, not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chen Raisik, all seeing one, I prostrate. So to eight of these mantras. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now, last one is the verse of praise and mantra for Green Tara. So let's say the mantra seven times. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Chutare liberates from fear. Chure liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Now we have Sanjay Chodan Lam Jan Rola Tenja, Sanjay Rubash. Yeah, Josephine, what's your questions? Josephine, you disappeared?
No, I wasn't muting. Sorry, Geshe. My question is like, when we're talking about the lamb rim, and you talk about human life and how precious is human life and how precious is our opportunity to get enlightened, because it gives you the opportunity to get enlightened. And, but there are some teachings on the lamb rim that discusses what are the requisites or what qualifies a human life. I know those writings were made like long ago, but for you, how should we interpret that? Like what qualifies a human life that really gives you the body to have the opportunity to get enlightened? And also the conditions. It talks about conditions, right? Like that. It's not just about being born in a human life, but having certain conditions and your body has certain qualifications.
Oh, kind of sounds like that question is a very complicated one.
Yes, that's why I want to go on Wednesday. And that's okay if you want to rather go on Wednesday or want to leave it for later on.
Anybody wants to answer that questions? Come call. You say like how to physically qualify?
Yeah, like what I have read is because it's not just about having a human life. I mean a human body, but then there are qualifications that technically make you really human in the sense that you can have the opportunity to get enlightened on the body you are. And then there are conditions as to where you were born, how you were, the conditions around you, like the environment, you know, like processing conditions. So it's not just saying like, okay, it's good that I'm human, but then you have to fill all these qualifications. I can maybe, like go in more detail. Like I don't have everything. Like there's like a list of things that are listed on the lamb rim. I can prepare the question better if you want to.
Your question is very, that's what I say, it's very crystal clear as it can get. But what I'm saying is the question is a complicated one.
Yes, it is. That's why I'm asking it, because I myself am not qualified to answer it myself.
There are a few components. As you know, according to Mahayana Buddhists, that each and every human has the opportunities to become fully enlightened. Why? Because you possess Buddha natures. Mm-hmm. What do you mean possess Buddha natures? Logically, how you prove that you could get enlightened? In the first, you could say, oh, because you possess Buddha nature, how you can logically prove that you possess Buddha nature? Oh, all the disturbing thoughts are here temporarily. All the stain on our mind is temporary, it's not permanent. If it's permanent, there's no hope. If the jealousy, for example, if the jealousy or anger is permanent, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. It's there all the time. There's nothing you can do. It's not that. That's not the case. It's there temporarily. It rises occasionally due to circumstance. It doesn't arise all the time. You know? So these are temporary. That's the one, logically, that's the one point how you prove that every human has opportunities or to become enlightened. There's one way to prove, there's one critical logic point to prove. Another one, nature of mind is pure. Nature of mind. like sky without cloud. That's the nature of mind. Cloud, these are disturbing thoughts. They are temporarily, you will see sky without cloud sometimes because they are temporary. So these are the two critical points in logic. That's why every human has opportunities to become free from anger. I used to be so angry, even just people just look at me, I guess I got just bust into anger. Just forget about saying something. Even they just look, I get so angry. Now, when they look, I'm not angry. I'm not angry. No. Eventually, if they screaming at me, I'm not angry. It's not hurting my physical body. It doesn't cause me any pain in my body. If somebody poke you with a pin, needle, that hurts. Seeing, this world that you practice in all different way. For me, somebody screaming, that's like no different echo. That's not different than echo. I look at them as the echo. It's just not different than echo. Then your practice improve. Now screaming. That's not just screaming. It's like Tara mantra. This is Tara. Well, somebody just recited Tara mantra in a very loud voice. Doesn't bother you. It takes time to improve. People just forget or say, if somebody just look at you, you just burst into anger because you have so much anger. So you think, slowly you become better and better. So then that look doesn't bother you. Somebody saying something, you see there's an echo. And you hear this like Tara mantra or Mani mantra, like that. Okay, so that's like, so then Josephine, physically, I don't think that you can talk about physical way of, physical qualification become enlightened. Enlightenment not based on gender, not based on physical body. Even the small ants that outside your house, I'm not sure, maybe you have one or maybe you don't have one. So like, for example, a rabbit in my backyard, they have also Buddha nature, not to do the physical things.
But would someone like, for example, that has mental health issues, or like a child that is born with some handicaps,
right,
have that same opportunity?
Yes, Josephine, everybody possesses Buddha nature, according to Buddha nature. So it's, everybody possesses Buddha nature. But, the circumstance that you are in now, that also become obstacles, may not, able to achieve enlightenment in this lifetime because you have, this physical or mental conditions. But then down the road, everybody has opportunities, okay?
Okay.
So, we like, every breathing, living being possess Buddha natures.
Okay.
So then, of course, humans are out of questions. Thank you very much, but I don't think that I answer your questions, but as I said at the very beginning, your question is a complicated one.
No, it gives me a really good food for thought to look for a solution. So I have a better path. Thank you, Geshe.
Okay, very good. Today we talk about the liberations, called Tarpa. Ultimate liberation, temporary liberations. But temporary liberation, that I'm just making this up, it isn't mentioned in the text, I'm just using my logic. So my logic says there should be temporary liberations. Without temporary relief, you can't talk about ultimate relief. There will be no ultimate relief if you don't talk about temporary relief. So now I'm going to quote Lama Tsongkhapa text. Dukde nimi samla mabhyanas, dukde nimi. Nimi is the downside or drawback. Or nimi means drawback. Dukde, Sanskrit word called tuka. One day it just looks like kind of happiness, next moment it turns into kind of like pain. Does it ring any bell? One moment it looks like kind of nice, and second moment it kind of looks like not that nice. Oh, there's one. One type of complications is that. One type of complication we human experience. One day it looks kind of nice, next moment it doesn't look that nice. You know, change. Then pain. Pain in the mind, pain in the physical body, pain. That's another complication, pain. We all go through, you and me, everybody else will go through that one point in our lives. So there are so many complications comes with this physical body. That prevents it. Everybody who has this body go through that. You know, oh, this hair used to be completely dark, now there's white here, white there. If you don't have hair, you are not going to talk about the white hair, the dark hair, black hair, bald. We are not talking about, because there's nothing to talk about. There's no hair. Headache. Why you get headache? Because the first place you have head. If you don't have head, you are never going to get headache. Some complications come with this body. It's pervasive. Everybody, you know, everybody who has this body. These are three types of complications been listed under the truth of suffering. First noble truth is been listed under the first noble truth, truth of suffering. These are under that category. So now we talk about, Is there any benefit thinking about the drawback of complications? I just mentioned three types of complications. Is there any benefit focusing on drawback of samsara? Downside of samsara, is there any benefit? Is there any benefit? Is there any benefit about thinking about the down, the drawback of wheat that grows in your yard, backyard? Is there any benefit? Dukde nimi samla mavena, dukde desa lama tsongkhapa said, dukde nimi samla mavena, if we don't reflect or meditate on the drawback of, let's just say, of this life. What's the drawback? What's the downside of this life? Now this is a little bit, this is like covering whole samsara. Do they need me some of the mabhyana? So what you say, is there any benefit about thinking about the downside or drawback of First Noble Truth? Usually I call nature of complications. the benefit. So the engineers of Lamabena Tabatanish, please think about that. If you don't do that, there will be no genuine interest for liberation. There will be no genuine interest for liberation. Is that true? Because Buddha gives us full freedom to analyze. Buddha said, don't accept out of faith. No good. Analyze. Is that true? If we don't contemplate on the downside of samsara, then we are not going to have a genuine interest for liberation. Is that true? Or in the first place, you could make that as a question. Why I don't have genuine interest for liberations? Why I don't have genuine interest for liberations? Why? Answer is like that lack of reflections of the drawback of samsara. That is the answer according to Lama Rim teachings. Is that true? So the second noble truth, Kunjun Kove Jurim Masamnas. If you don't think about the cause, if you don't think about the cause, if you don't think about the cause, in the first place, why wheat grow in my backyard? Maybe there must be some seed there, I don't think wheat that grow automatically there. There must be some seed. Or maybe like cutting the, when you go outside the backyard, maybe you see some wheat. Sorry, it doesn't bother my mind because I'm not the best by the yard. Yeah, how is it? I'm not the... I don't think much about my yard, backyard, front yard. I don't spend much time on that. So therefore, I don't check the weeds. And maybe I may not recognize the weeds. You know, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, because I'm not focusing on that. So the downside of that, you are not going to have yard that's free of weeds because you are not aware where the weeds are growing. So you have first place, maybe you are not aware, you can't distinguish between this particular plant and wheat, so you have no idea, is this wheat, or you may end up like pulling up like some flowers, no? So if you have no clear idea of what is the wheat, you may end up pulling out some plant that will produce beautiful flowers, no? You may think there's a wild onions growing, and turns out there's a flower, beautiful flower, Donasi and Neely planted. And when once you pull it out, you realize there's not a wild onion, it's the flower, it's too late. You like that, you know. Kunju Kove Jurim Masamnas, if you don't think about the cause, may end up like cutting the leaf there. It's not going to help. It will stop temporarily, but it will grow. Why? Because there's need to go to the seeds. You know, need to remove the seeds, and you will not see it again. And this is like, that's what that kind of plant that grows around the trees, like kind of like looks like
ivy, a vine.
Vine, you know, they like grows, then it's become like, you kind of like go around the trees. You pull this little bit here, there, doesn't help. quite amazing. If you destroy the root, eventually it just becomes dry and dry and dry all the way up there from the tip to the bottom. It's all become dry. Dry because the root is cut up. That's why. Oh, so there's a root here, you know, there's all this complicated disturbance, so there's a root. So kunjukumi jurim masamna kovesava chosen mishibis. So we are now going to learn how to cut the root of samsara. We are now going to learn that how to cut the root of samsara because we are not thinking about the cause. No, kunjukumi jurim masamna kovesava chosen mishibis. Kovesava chosen mishibis. We are now going to learn how to cut the root of samsara. If we don't focus on the second noble truth, so we are not going to learn how to cut the root of samsara. So then it perpetuate, goes round and round. So that same logic applies every single problems that we experience in this life. It's not that it has to be the all together. It could be just one. Each time when you are not happy, time to analyze. Oh, I'm not happy because this morning I'm not happy yesterday. We have tons of reason to make your life miserable. We have tons of reason to make your life miserable. We don't have many reason to make our life happier. We have, when it comes down to miserable, we have tons of reason to make your life miserable easily, like that. I'm not happy because I was not respected. Yeah, we just focus on that. I was not respected. All our energy is on that, nothing else. We just focus on that. I was not respected. The idea that you have that you are not respected. Now that's like destroying your peace of mind. In the first place, why you take that so serious? First place, why you take that so serious that you are not respected?
Same more, Geshla.
Are you same thing? Questions.
Yeah, are you the same thing?
Are you someone inspired by Bodhisattva path? No, because our whole attention focuses, all our mental energies placed on, I was not respected on that. Separate set of mind talk to you. Are you someone who is inspired by Bodhisattva path? Oh, then kind of wakes you up. You are someone who is inspired by Bodhisattva path. Willing to live in the 5 feet, eons, to just have one sentient beings. How you are going to complete that path if you are disturbed by this incidents that you are not being respected? Because you have tons of reasons why the person should respect you. You have tons of reasons. That's what I'm saying every single day. So easy to make your life miserable. So easy to make your life miserable. If you just focus on something negative, Hello. Man, this is not that not important. It's not important. Not important. Somebody hitting here, oh, that needs to be that's more dramatic. So because now he has pain, you know. Otherwise, like that. We are so much, I don't blame, but you know, like initially there we are so much, we get cold so easily if somebody just blows you like this. And if we are so sensitive, if somebody blows you like this, we say, oh, so cold, you know, like if somebody goes like, oh, then you say, oh, so hot, you know, like that. That's so sensitive, so sensitive. Makes our life vulnerable, makes our life vulnerable. Why you care, like, we don't think about why that person's, there must be some reason why that person's disrespect. There must be some reason. We don't focus on the reason. You focus on me. I was disrespected. You don't know why that person is acting that way. You don't know what's going on in that person's mind. You don't go to the root and try to solve. You don't bother to ask questions. What happened? You just show like unhappiness. No, it's kind of very complicated life. You know, like our thought, the way we think, makes it more complicated. More complicated. So then according to Geshe Langri Thapa's 8 verses, it makes sense. It makes sense. If somebody criticizing you, what kind of attitude you should have? What kind of attitude you should have if you don't want to suffer? If somebody criticizing you, if you don't want to suffer, what kind of attitude or mindset you should have? Not easy. I'm not saying it's peace, okay? I'm not saying it's peace, okay? It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. If you are all about your peace of mind, oh, then there are certain things you can do. There are certain mindset you could develop to protect yourself. If you are all about your peace of mind, is all about your happiness, then there are certain things you can do in order to protect your peace of mind, your happiness. If somebody is criticizing you, do I need to fight back? No, you don't have to fight back. No. What else I can do? Oh, there are certain things. Now this question boils down on what you are seeking. What you are seeking all the time, what are you seeking? Oh, I'm seeking happiness. Or if that's the case, well, there are certain things you can do to protect your peace of mind. Dala Shinji Tato Ki Shibu Lasu Miri Bi Chonga Rangi Lem Bada Gyagashu Na Bhuashu. So, that piece of teaching sounds very foreign to my ear. Offering victory to others and accept deceived. Deceived? How is it?
Defeat.
Accept defeat. Oh, does it sound good? Is it sounds good?
Yes. That's correct.
Oh, that's wonderful news. That sounds good.
Yes.
Offering victory to others and accept this defeat. Sounds good?
Doesn't sound easy.
Well, there's your fortunate one. That sounds good. So that's... In the first place, how you define victory and defeat? How you define victory and defeat? What do you mean victory and defeat? What do you really mean victory and defeat? It's based on what? How you define victory and defeat based on what? So that question needs to be asked. How you define defeat or victory based on what? Based on your happiness or what? Or based on your ego? What do you say? Victory and defeat based on what? Based on very happiness that you are seeking or based on your ego? That question needs to be answered. Huh? Oh, no, it's not based on happiness that I'm seeking. So there's no point. There's no point. Then there's no point. It's not based on happiness that I'm seeking. Then there's no point. Or it's based on my ego. Oh. What kind of result you achieve? You obtain worshipping your ego. What kind of result you achieve so far? In my case, 50 years, what you achieve? Worshipping your ego. Really nothing. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. Pretty much same thing, nothing changed. So now the definition of victory and defeat based on what? Based on what? So there's no, it is like, that's what is called meditation. You are thinking, 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 thinking. You are constantly thinking. About what? About your happiness. Is it wrong? No, it's not wrong. First, you have to have happiness. Then you can provide happiness to other people. If you don't have happiness, if you don't have sweet, there's nothing to give sweet to other people. You have to have some sweet to give some other people to give something sweet. No. You have just like, you only have hot pepper, hot, you only have jalapeno?
Yes, yes, jalapeno.
If you have dulce de leche, maybe people from Patagonia understand very well. If you have dulce de leche, you can give somebody dulce de leche. In order to give dulce de leche, you have to have dulce de leche. If you don't have dulce de leche, how you can give to somebody else dulce de leche? It's just idea. So dulce de leche, just like made out of milk, very sweet, you know, very extremely sweet, that people eat in Argentina, you know, dulce de leche. So you can't give to dulce de leche somebody else. You don't have dulce de leche in the first place. Same like that. In order to give candy to somebody else, you have to have candy. If you don't have candy, you can't give it to somebody else. So this is, what do you think about that? What do you think about, I'm just throwing what Lama Tsongkhapa said, or what Gilangi Thapa said, how you define defeat and victory, how you define based on what? Based on what? So based on my ego, not good answer, because we do things solely based on ego, so what is the result now? You used to be angry persons 10, 20 years ago, still very angry, nothing changed. All these 20 years, you are worshipping your ego, but nothing much changed. Like that. Okay, so do they need some of my penas? So then every time when you say, I'm not happy, time to analyze. Don't just focus. Time to analyze why I'm not happy. Sort it out why I'm not happy. So analyze. What is that? That's called meditations. You could be doing laundry, and same time you're thinking, you could be doing dishes, you could be sweeping your house, or you could be vacuuming your house. And meanwhile, you're thinking, why I'm not happy? What are you doing? You are doing meditations. What kind of meditation you are doing? Analytical meditations. Quite powerful one. You're doing analytical meditations. You are thinking about 8 verses thought transformation. You are thinking about 7-point mind training text. You are thinking about Lamrim teaching. You are thinking about that, and you are doing analytical meditation. Why I'm not happy? Because I'm the one who ends up cleaning most of the time in the kitchen. My friend never cleaned. Because of that, you are unhappy. I'm cleaning all the time. My friend never cleans. That's not, I think it's not worth it to make your life unhappy because of these things. That's quite analytical meditation. No. Otherwise, you know, like ego, that domestic forces of the Kadamba Center, Danzi Marikpa, self-grasping mind, Danzi Marikpa, self-grasping mind, in one of the Lama Tsongkhapa of our texts, probably three pages of expert part of enlightenment, mentioned that self-grasping mind is like iron cage. Danzu tajitaga bhusu sus, so iron cage, you know, self-grasping mind. Oh, so this today ni mi san la ma be na taba to ni shi bi ji kunju ko ge ju ma su na ko ya ta wa ju su mi shi be so so we have to analyze, we have to analyze every problem that we experience in our life. We need to first thing that what we need to do, we need to analyze the pain that you are experiencing because of this event. First, you need to analyze that. Then second, you need to analyze the event that took place. So then you need to analyze the cause of that event. Cause of that incident, you need to analyze on that. So then you judge. Is my happiness is worth to sacrifice on that cause of the event? Is my happiness is worth to sacrifice based on cause of that event that took place yesterday, this morning, whatever? So then you judge. Okay, so this is very important. This is called analytical meditation. Otherwise, you will never enjoy temporary liberations from problems. Why? Because you don't understand the cause of the problems. You are just focusing on the problem itself. You are not doing anything for the cause. So therefore, you are not going to experience temporary liberation from their problems. You'll get stuck. If you want to free yourself temporarily, first thing that you need to do is focus on the cause of that problems. What is the cause? I'm the one who ends up turning off the light in the kitchen all the time. My friend, he's the only one who turns on the light all the time, never bothers to turn off. That's the cause. Is it worth to sacrifice your happiness for that? You can just turn off. Keep your mouth closed, just turn off. You don't have to drive like 45 kilometers to do that. It's just right there. Just turn off. Don't make big deal out of that. It's just right there. Only two steps to turn off. Don't think about lecturing your friend or from now on. No, don't lecture. It could become worse if you tell, okay, you remember that you don't never turn off the light. Tomorrow, make sure you turn off the light. Tomorrow, same thing. There's a day to day life. So there should be temporary liberations. We need to learn how to achieve temporary liberations based on focusing on the cause of the problem that took place. How it took, why it took, there's many questions. Why it took, how it took, how you're losing your mind, how, why, many questions that need to be asked in order to achieve temporary liberation from that event. Next time doesn't bother. You know, like that. So that means next time you already achieved the liberations of turning on and off the light in the kitchen. You already liberated yourself from there. you already liberated yourself from problem of, you know, turning light on and off. So that drives your life crazy. So now you are free from that. And then every day, every single, so many things happen every single day. Disturbing thought is like when you go to the store, you buy what? You buy popcorn in wet bag. There are many popcorns. Many you put in the microwave. Disturbing thought is like that. It's like ready to pop up. You know, it's like that. So make sure you don't put that bag into microwave. When once you put it in the microwave, it'll pop up one after another. As I said, we have tons of reasons like that, you know. So then lately what I've been thinking, so how much time do you have?
Actually, Gessler, we're just out of time, just about out of time.
One more thing I just want to share. So I thought that's kind of like interesting. Once a while you receive this email that says you are selected. Does that ring any bell? You are selected because you are our valuable customer. You are selected. So then I'm thinking, well, maybe, you know, one day that you will receive the message from Lam Rim or Lama Tsongkhapa, but then you said you are selected. So then I think that's, you know, wonderful news that you are selected now because you are doing pretty well. You are selected. That's kind of feel good. Good, no, you are selected. Yeah. Okay, so now all of you are selected. All of you, even every one of you are selected. So, but, okay, be grateful. Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, now Ramula will do the dedication, and sorry to that went over time a little bit. And all of you, please be safe and well. Be safe and well. So then enjoy the weekend. So now weather is warming up. I'm not sure the weather in Patagonia is still. Yeah, Patagonia is all the summer, I think.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Start with the dedication verse from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful, Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who masters his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who receives the name Alatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. And everybody have a wonderful weekend. Be safe and well.